You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Yo, Trey, guess what episode this is?
I know what episode this is, and I'm dreading
it. It's the voicemail episode! We're doing a voicemail episode!
I think Jess is so annoying. And she needs to have a fucking theme song for everything.
Just Trey. I'm gonna say, it's the voicemail, and then you go, episode. Okay, ready?
I'm good.
It's the voicemail
episode.
It's the voicemail episode. Welcome to the voicemail episode. This is the voicemail episode where we are literally taking your voicemails
blind.
Thank you. That's the key fucking word here.
Blind as fuck, like bats.
It's one of those things that I'm like, it's a good idea in the moment, but then you look back and you're like, they could literally ask anything. And we left this in charge of who?
Batty Daddy.
Let's call him because I want to know what we're...
So he has...
What the fuck we're in for.
Skimmed through all of the voicemails and he picked out some goodies and we're blind dating these.
Let's sneak attack him right now.
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
Hey.
So nice. We're doing the voicemail episode and we want to know... like what we're in for because Tracy and I haven't heard any of this.
Yeah.
So we're scared. Should we be scared? So
I'm having never have I ever PTSD.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's as intense as never have
okay.
I ever.
Good. Okay.
Never have I ever still. We should do another one of those.
No, we shouldn't.
What? Scarred for life. Huh?
But no, it's good. Like there are a lot of good questions. There's one really great story that I can't wait for you to hear.
Very cool.
It's so wild. Like, it's just, like, not expecting at all as I was going through the voicemails.
Do you ever think, like, what is my, like, how did this happen to me? Like,
what, oh, working absolutely. On this show?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like.
Absolutely.
How
all
did I
the
get
time.
Stuck working on this show?
Like, all of my targeted ads are, like, tampons and yep. perfume and shit. And I'm like, how did I end up here?
Yeah. What have I done wrong in my life to have to work with these girls every day?
Like, have you...
The other day I was editing and getting stuff ready for YouTube and I looked at one of my roommates and I was like, you know, I never thought when I started to do this that I would be working on a show with two people from reality TV and that would be almost my full-time gig.
Because we ruin your life. Yes. Yeah. We're like, don't worry, this will be so easy.
No, remember when we lied to you to get us to work with us?
We're like, we'll do all the work. We do nothing. We're like, can you listen to hundreds of voicemails and pick your favorites? He's like, sure. We're excited. Well, I don't know if that's the right word.
It'll do, donkey. It'll do.
Well, Batty Daddy, thank you.
So I have a story about Batty Daddy. I think that's what my groomsmen are putting on my hat for my bachelor party.
Oh my God. Yes. That's epic. Like, are your friends like, what? Like, could you imagine like Alan just like being Alan and then all of a sudden
this nice, genuinely Batty Daddy? Nice guy gets stuck with these two reality whores and they're like, why do they call you daddy?
No, they just Batty Daddy. Constantly.
Annoying, you poor thing. We've destroyed.
But let me
life.
Ask you this question: do you feel like, especially after listening to hundreds of voicemails from callers asking different questions and needing advice, like, do you have a new insight into the female psyche?
No,
no, I still don't know.
Are you more confused than ever?
Yes,
actually, absolutely,
incredible.
Well, all right.
That sums up women, I think. We don't know what the fuck we want, how we want it. We don't know what we want to eat. We're good. Thanks, Alan.
We'll let you know how it
no
goes.
No problem.
Yeah, wish us luck.
Love you, right, mean it.
Because it's the don't voicemail. It. Sing it, Trey. Episode. Yeah. 4 hours. Like,
thank God that was the longest 2 minutes of my
life. I just picture him like his fiance laying next to him in bed. Like
she's like, they're calling again. They're fucking calling again.
She's got like the fake gun to her head. Yes. She pulls the trigger as soon as she hears my voice.
I remember when she had to pretend to like us at the batting party?
She was so sweet. Oh
she
my
is
God.
So nice. She's so, but she must have been like, oh, I got to.
Can we talk about the, all right, let's talk about the batting party. After. Okay, yeah, okay, okay. Because it needs to be discussed.
For sure.
All right, let's pull up these goddamn voicemails. All right, are you ready?
No.
Hey, Tracy. Hey, Jessica. This is Tracy. I was just wondering, would you guys ever do another reality show? Would you ever do one with the Jerseylicious cast if it was to come back again? Or the Glam Fairies? Love you guys.
I'm going to let you take this one.
All right, so first of all, Tracy, great name.
Solid name.
Yeah. No.
All right, let me ask you this.
I said my piece on what episode?
Probably the Jerseylicious episode where you were like, I hate these people.
You fucking cornered me and asked me about the reunion.
Oh, Jersey Vicious?
Jersey Vicious, yeah. That was the episode.
So, okay, here's my question. We know you won't do anything with those people.
Yeah.
Like, and I know for a fact I would never do anything with Glam Fear. Are you kidding? Oh my God, should I tell them that what happened with John?
I mean, that's your call. That's your business. You do whatever you do.
Okay. We're getting so off topic already. Okay, here we go. So
make it quick. Okay. Nutshell.
Nutshell, during the Jerseylicious tell-all, I talked about my relationship with John from Glam Fairy and how he was a no-show at my wedding. Like, literally, like, RSVP'd yes, said he was coming. I was like, see you there during the week of. And then didn't show up. Him and a guest, no-show. And then I, like, text him, like, what happened? Like, where were you? And I never heard from him. And then it was on the air, whatever. And he literally texted me like a few weeks ago. He heard through the podcast and was like, do you want me to PayPal you like the money? Right? Yeah, isn't that what he said?
There was a huge story with it. But yeah, that was the gist of it.
And I was like, I actually didn't say anything.
Did you reply?
I didn't just because I just like it was not a good time. I'm not going to not reply. But like it wasn't about the money, dude. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say we did.
I would do a reality show for sure.
Okay, but just not with the same cast.
Not with one person from the cast.
Oh my God, not one person.
No, not after the reunion.
Wow. True.
True
colors.
True fakeness came out hard, and I would never do a show with anyone.
As
I would do
Justin Timberlake said in Trolls, I see your true colors shining through. You know what I really want, though? I'm not going to lie. Like, I could do without reality again. Because
Jess wants a talk show.
Yeah, I do.
So bad.
Well, what the fuck are we doing? We're talking. I just want someone to, like, make us pretty while we do it. Because it's just me and you being ugly right now.
Right. A radio is for ugly people. It's not. I didn't make that up. That's like a bumper sticker.
It's so true.
Jess wants a talk show. I would do a reality show, but I've learned a lot from the reality show, and I would make sure I'm very aware.
You have no control if you do reality again, though, Trey.
You will if it's your show, and it's you've already done reality. And you know how to beat the system.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it with other people. I would just do it for me and my family.
But that's never how it is. They're always going to bring in... You just know how it is. They're the fucking worst.
No, they are. It's really bad.
It's bad. That's why I'm saying, sit your ass down on a couch with me on a talk show.
I would do it with you. We just don't. Nobody wants us.
Fair. Okay, next question.
So my question for Tracy and Jess. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Oh, Napoleon Dynamite, his best friend Pedro, and his brother Kip. Enjoy.
Wow. What an asshole. I love you, but you're an asshole. So let me start off by saying not my version of comedy. So like
you didn't like Napoleon Dynamite?
Already I'm annoyed.
Tina, food. Come on.
No, the only funny part was when I mean, it was weird, but like, and he was like, he was talking about La Fonda. Like, that was pretty
good. He loved La Fonda. Yeah. Like, that's a good movie. I'm going to watch it with
okay.
you again.
It's okay. All right. Skeeve, fuck, marry, kill all of them.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill Pedro, Napoleon, and Uncle Rico, was it?
No, and his brother, Napoleon's brother, the one who was like, yes.
Oh.
Gross.
Okay. He's dying. Yeah. He's off. We're offing him.
Maybe I'd marry
Wait,
Pedro.
Wait, Tracy, what does he do? What does he do?
Yes.
It's pretty good. Where's the cameras? Where's the cameras to see her face? She did the whole arm thing and closed her eyes. She felt it so hard. Okay. Fuck. I'm fucking. Oh.
Napoleon.
I'm going to fuck Napoleon because I also have a little secret I've never told you guys.
I don't know where this is going, but it can't be well.
I have a fantasy of like, not Napoleon. He's not a good example because he's not a hot nerd, but of like blowing a hot nerd's mind. Like, like a nerd that's attractive, but like doesn't know it. And then just like bringing them to another planet sexually.
Interesting. I have lost all respect for you.
But it's a bad example because you have Napoleon Dynamite in your head right now, and that's not who I'm thinking of.
Who are you thinking of? If it's fucking Harry Potter, then just don't talk.
Bro, he's 12.
He's not 12. He's like 40 now.
He is 40 now. That's worse than 12.
He's like doing Broadway and shit.
You've never seen a guy that you were just like, I would rock his world. Like
everybody in high school, they were all nerds to me. I didn't touch none of them. So to me, I was minions, you all wish.
All right, go back to fuck, marry, kill. I'm going to have to go through this.
No, I'm
going to
marry Pedro because everyone voted for him. I'll fuck Napoleon and I will never touch LaFonda's man.
Done.
You don't want to touch LaFonda's
man. No, you don't. Wow. So far, the voicemail episode has been wild.
Hey, ladies. Next question. Would you rather be a virgin until you're 40 years old or never be able to have sex after turning 40?
Would you rather never
be a virgin till 40?
Virgin till 40 or mm-hmm. have sex up until 40, which is technically only like 25 years because you really don't start having sex till like mm-hmm. 15 or 40 to what, 80? I'm thinking my sex drive probably is going to go down after 40 anyway, right? Right. So maybe I'll just be more independent and fuck myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to do really hardcore shit from like 15 to 40.
See, I envision myself on my third husband, just going nuts into my 90s.
Oh, until your 90s. Oh, I envision marrying a 90-year-old and waiting for him to die. There's that.
Fair. Very fair. Yeah. This is a really like if someone
it's a great question.
It's a great question. Someone really put this in front of me, I would be like, fuck.
If
I
they
don't
held
know what
a
to
gun
do.
To my head, fuck for really hardcore 25 years mm-hmm. and then be like, I am tired.
Mm-hmm.
I am tired and I am doing it on my own.
Move to Florida and just go to Disney World every day.
Move to Florida in a retirement home at 40 and just play with Doc Johnson stuff all day.
We're going to the voicemail.
Episode.
Oh, there she goes.
Hi, ladies. Big fan. Born and raised Jersey girl that moved to Texas, and I've made everybody down here listen to you. Aww. I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason and makes us who we are. Is there anything that you would go back in time and change? Something that you did, something that you said? Or would you keep it the same because it's made you who you are or changed the course of your life? Thank you, love you, and stay bad.
Oh, stay bad.
I love her.
Stay bad.
Go ahead, you go first. So I think the first thing that comes to my mind is just friendships that I've fucked up and people that I've like X'd out of my life that like probably didn't need to.
Classic Scorpio.
Yeah, like they probably would have been good friends in adulthood and I see their like families and I'm like, oh, I kind of feel bad that like I just said I'm like I washed my hands of them.
Oh yeah, that's me. I cut people off like it's like scissors.
But then when she said like, but then it also that has shaped who I am because it made me appreciate my friendships more now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I am a big like no regrets.
No regrets.
Not a single letter. I don't know. I feel like it
so none
really
of the kids. No, I'm just kidding. That middle one, no.
I feel like regrets are stupid because there's nothing you could do to change them. And like you learn from them, whether they're bad or good. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, if I had to go back in hindsight, I would change the way I did things, a lot of things. But like it's not an option. So like I'm like a realist. I don't harp on like the what ifs.
Because you would make yourself crazy.
Glass is half empty or half full. I'm like, it's a fucking glass. That's how I look at things. Like,
my God.
It's a glass. It's water or tequila, whatever you want it to be. Like, I don't know this like, oh my God, the glass half empty. And I'm like, half full. And I'm like, who the fuck cares what it is? I'm not an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. I'm just like, I don't stress about like the fucking presidency because I can't change it.
Like,
you can
know what I'm saying? Like, I can't fucking myself, my one human, I can't fucking change it. And then we're all going to get hit by a fucking tidal wave anyway. So that's a natural disaster is going to come take us all. So I'm like, whatever. Like, who the fuck? I'm not stressed. I don't stress shit. I don't watch the news. I don't like. Yeah. I have my own fucking problems.
Bro, you are the definition of a bad example.
Yeah. Anyway, next.
I'm fucking dead.
Hey, Tracy and Jessica. My name's Kendallin, and I have a question about how do you know when a friendship or even a family member or, you know, anything of that sort, where it's toxic and you need to get rid of that person?
I am notorious for somebody doing one thing and me never speaking to them again.
Yep.
I'll reuse their name. Mm-hmm. Because that person does not exist. They are not a human. They do not exist in my world.
What does it take to get to that level?
It takes a lot or very little. It's really just the day you piss me off, the way it's done.
No, Tracy is a whole mood.
Yeah. You could literally do nothing and just like make me question your loyalty and I'll block your number. You'll never hear from me again. I'll start calling my dog after you because the fucking name doesn't exist. Like,
I think the middle ground here.
I think I'm one of the. I'm just a very severe case. I think normal people.
No, I am. I am too. But I think the main level when we're talking toxic, because a toxic relationship. I think there's no. You should cut those people out of your life. There's no.
I think
reason
there's a lot of
to,
versions of toxic, though. That's why I'm very quick to cut people out when they do me wrong in 1 second.
I think when you're questioning, is this toxic? Is this my life? Like, you might be there already.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you're like, if you say the words like, this is toxic. Like,
yeah.
It's yeah.
And we've said this. We repeatedly have said this. Like, those people don't belong in your life. If they don't add value, they don't listen. Marie Kondo them. Like, if they don't bring you joy, like, get rid of them. That's the best way.
Put them in a bag and dump them in the Goodwill.
I know it's hard with family because I've read a lot of your messages. And you never know, like, you never want to, like, get rid of your mom or your dad. Like, you want to give them, like, a million chances over and over and over, right?
Yeah.
But it comes to a point that, like, if your sanity, your family's sanity is being affected over it, like, they gotta go.
I think it's when it's affecting your mental health.
Yeah,
for sure. That's like your to-go.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a doggy bag. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Tracy and Jessica. This is Caitlin. I'm from New York. This question is actually for Tracy. So currently I have an 11-month-old baby boy, and I am pregnant. So they're going to be a year and a half apart like your two girls, and I would take any advice that I can get from you and what items I should get and whatnot. Thank you. Love you guys.
Are we just sending her prayers?
Yeah, I'm just. So I was 2 and 3 months pregnant at all my kids' first birthdays. So I was so stressed about planning the first birthday and then throwing up at the same time. And no one knew because I didn't really want to tell everybody and then feel more stressed with people being like, oh my God, how are you going to do this? Blah, blah, blah. But like, it's exhausting because you have a baby at home who needs attention and then you have a baby on its way. And I always felt bad because this is why I ended up letting my kids sleep with me till 18 months because I felt like I didn't get enough baby time with them. Like, they didn't have enough one-on-one time with me. And I always felt really bad for Skylar and Jaden because with Jaden, pregnant with Jaden, Skylar, like, I would always be like, you have to be a big girl. And then I'm like, she's fucking 18 months. Yeah. She's barely talking.
Yeah.
And I'm forcing her to be a big girl. And that's why my kids have grown up and they're a lot more mature than a lot of other kids just because I kind of forced them to, like, be grown and I didn't give them, like, their baby time, like, they're to be a kid. So, like, when Jaden takes off a diaper from the baby, she throws it in the garbage. Most babies would leave it on the floor. And it's just, I don't know if it's good in the long run.
Most
because
babies, I would leave that shit on the floor.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's good in the long run that I made them grow up fast. But, like, I feel like I try to do a lot of kid stuff with them because, like, also they model for companies. So they have big girl jobs at 4 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to grow up and be big girls and big sisters at 18 months. So it was a lot. And I always regretted that a lot. So
are
anytime,
you saying that you're...
I would just take full
that's
advantage.
That's what you did of...
I feel like it's what you do, what people do when they're forced into like be giving birth again, because it's all about the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made sure that everything was including her, and she would help me get diapers. Like, Skylar, go run and get me a diaper, and she'd go get it. And then she felt like she was doing something for the baby. So it was more like
you were doing together.
Yeah. And it, I like that. I didn't exile her, and I let her hold her whenever she asked me, can I hold the baby? Sure. You're 18 months old. Why not give her your 1 month old baby? Sure. People would be like, are you fucking nuts? But I'm like, no, because this is their bonding. Like, not only is she a baby, she needs to learn how to bond with her sister, not be jealous of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. So I just feel like cuddle her extra hard now before the baby comes. If she wants ice cream, give her ice cream. Like, what's the worst? Like, let her have certain things and being like, because you're such a good big sister, you get special things. So it's not like she's jealous of the baby. She's appreciative that the baby's here.
Smart. I like that.
Because a lot of kids are like mad that the baby, like, why is the baby getting all the attention? And then that's when siblings don't get along. And they fight for life.
Because they resent each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking hate my brother. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more and then we'll take a quick commercial break.
Hi, guys. So my question is that after being with so many frogs, how or when did you realize that your husbands were the ones? Like, what was the moment? Love you guys. Bye.
So many frogs. I don't know. I feel like every guy I date, I think, is the one. And then I'm like,
Jessica.
Is there like really that moment? Is that like a real thing? Or is it just like, hey, you're cute, I'm cute,
let's be cute,
get along, like this is okay.
Corey chased me for like a year, and the whole time I was like, I don't really know. Like, I was getting out of another relationship to which I had a really hard time with it, because every time I took him to a party with me, he would get mad at me for leaving and doing press and him not coming with me. And so that was like a huge trigger, and I was like, if this next guy can't come to a party with me and just kind of like make his own way, and I don't have
wait,
to babysit.
It's so funny that you just said this.
That was my deal breaker.
This is so what
it's weird, because we were in the public eye at that point, so that's how I had to judge it. But
well, literally what you're saying is essentially what I was just going to say, which is like, you have to date the bad frogs to realize like what you're deal breakers are.
Oh yeah.
What your non-negotiables
oh,
are.
Oh, those people are important.
Yeah, they're very important.
Life changing.
You're so, that is what you said is exactly where my brain was going, because I'm like, I dated some good guys, but there were things that I look back now and I'm like, holy shit, the rest of my life I could not have dealt with this or that, you know. So you deal with all those, and then all of a sudden, like after you date a few guys, you have this almost like ideal guy in your head.
Yeah.
And when he comes along, you kind of know, because he checks off all the right boxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Corey and I were really like easy. It kind of just flowed. It happened. I mean, it took a while to get started, but like once it did, it was very quick. But you know how people like fight? People fight over the remote. It was like, we fight over like, you put something on. No, you put something on. And like, we always just like liked the same shit. And like, I was like, oh, imagine going through life not fighting over TV shows. Like, how great is that? Like, and then I took him to a premiere party. I think it was season maybe 4. I took him to the party and I walked in and like, I didn't see him the rest of the night. And he was out talking to everybody and having fun and like not
that.
On my ass. And yep. I was like, there it is.
There it is.
This was the party that I needed. The next day, it was May 15th, I told him I loved him.
Whoa.
Because he had said it 2 weeks earlier and I didn't say it. And I was like, I'm classic. Not saying shit to you until I see how you are around people that I have to deal with all the time. And then once I saw it, I was like, yeah, he's good.
Wow.
And it was like a very weird, like so much in common and so easy. And it was just like easy peasy. Like it wasn't those like, oh, I really wish he would just go to work because he's all over me. Like we wanted to spend every single day together. And we did. It was weird.
And that's what you like. You literally said it, though. You go kiss a few frogs and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this one is what I'm looking for, because I already know what. And that's the reason I tell people to date and experiment.
It's
because
important to
how
date.
How could you know who your prince is if you don't know who the frogs are?
And listen, I applaud high school relationships. I applaud long-lasting relationships, because you guys are the fucking real MVPs. That's a fucking really long time.
I don't get it.
However, I don't get
it's
it.
It's too
because
long with the same dick.
No, you meet in high school, you're 16, 17, 18. So that means you fuck maybe two people in your whole life. How do you even know what you like? Like, quoting Bridesmaids, honey, you don't even know what you like.
Dude, it's true.
I don't get it. Like, I could never, I know this will probably be on Treyway episode, but like I'm going to tell my kids, like, you test drive cars.
Yeah, you've said that before.
100 times.
Partially disturbing.
It's so disturbing. Honest. My husband hates it because I'm basically telling my kids to have sex. But at the same time, like, you don't get stuck. This is why relationships fail, because lack of sex or no sexual connection or sex disappointment. And that's when people go out and cheat. And that's why relationships fail majority of the time, amongst other things. But that is a huge fucking factor. So if you're not sexually compatible with somebody, never, ever, ever going to work. That's why, like, arranged marriages blow my fucking mind. dating somebody for 10 years and out of high school and then getting married, how do you expect that person to, like, never crave anything else? Like, it fucking kills. I don't even understand it. I mean, applaud. I don't get it.
And that, my friends, is the voicemail episode.
It's not over yet. Don't worry.
Quick commercial. We'll be right back. As Alan would say, y'all, the holidays are coming up, y'all. You know what that means? We're going to be eating fucking turkeys and fucking stuffings and fucking... just
a lot of food.
It's nighttime and
a lot of fatty foods.
Plump is the key word. We plump it up. So what do we do to combat our plumpness, Trey?
Working it out.
We work out.
Okay.
What do we do? Because we don't like going to the gym.
I will not go to the gym, especially after I've eaten 25 pounds of turkey and stuffing. So what do? I turn on the TV and instead of watching some tacky reality show, I watch myself work out. In the comfort of my own home.
Yep. Open Fit. So Open Fit is a streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your own living room for as little as 10 minutes a day.
And you could do it on your phone, on vacation. I could just do this on the beach. Then you're doing it on the beach.
Yes. And you can literally do it on your computer, your web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and even Roku.
No longer worry about other people watching you not know how to use machines, because now you're going to learn from some of the greatest trainers like Andrea Rogers, the founder of the Worldwide Sensation X10 Bar, or the newest workout, Rough Around the Edges, with 6 of the most badass stunt women in the business.
Listen, you get what you put in, and you can actually see results within the first 30 days.
For 10-minute workouts a day, guys. Open Fit has changed the way that we work out, and by texting the code BADEXAMPLES to 303030303030, you guys can join us on a fitness personalized journey that's made just for you. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days the right way with eating, stuffing, and exercise.
And working out. Well, best of both worlds. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners are going to get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit when you text Bad Examples to 303030.
Maybe all that stuffing isn't the best idea. Maybe you should attempt to eat a little better.
Something gourmet.
Maybe more portioned.
Something that you would never buy in a supermarket. Something that comes to your door.
Are you talking what I'm talking about?
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
You guys, it's our favorite thing. When I get my HelloFresh, I am so fucking excited because I run to my husband and tell him, oh my God, look what we get to eat tonight. You know, not the standard that I usually make. It's like fun, gourmet, makes you feel like you're some executive chef with the way that these meals come out. It's unbelievable.
It's for people that, even if you do know how to cook, you'll appreciate it. But for people like me who don't know how to cook, it's cooking made simple. And it's not like the cooking I do, like, here's this fancy bowl of cereal. I mean, you're getting, like, everything's there. I'm so passionate about HelloFresh. Like, I always take videos of it and send it to my friends because I'm a fucking loser. But it just blows my mind that these meals come to your door. They're prepackaged. They're fresh ingredients. They come with the instructions, and they're step-by-step with pictures for people like me who need... I'm like, huh? What is that? Like, what is it called? Like, how do you chop these things? Oh, there's a picture how to fucking do it.
You guys, HelloFresh is simple, delicious, and flexible. It's going to fit into your lifestyle. It adds extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough. You can easily change. Yes, I know. You just got super excited. You can easily change your delivery days, your food preferences, and you can even skip a week whenever you need.
Yes, I will say this, that I've done this before because I was away over the summer and I was like, shit, my HelloFresh is coming. You literally just go on the app and you hit like change to next week. It's so easy to do. Like, the app makes it so simple.
Guys, for a limited time only, you're going to get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. 9. This is a unique promo code, so do not miss out on this.
I've never seen mage. This.
Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples9. I actually hate you. Bad Examples 9 and enter Bad Examples 9.
Guys, listen, even if you don't want to, you have to try this. Like, you have to try this. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadExamples9 and enter Bad Examples 9.
All right, guys, Caseify. Yes, this is amazing because everyone's got a phone, right? So this is the world's slimmest, most protective phone case with tons of classic designs, stylish collaborations, and the ability to create your own custom case. Caseify lets you keep your phone safe without sacrificing style.
That's the biggest thing I like about Caseify is because you see phone cases that protect your phone and they're monstrosities. But like usually if it's going to protect your phone, it usually means it's going to be ugly. But Caseify has so many different designs and patterns and collaborations, and it actually keeps your phone from not breaking, which is amazing.
With thousands of designs to choose from, you guys can find the perfect case for your aesthetic. You're going to be able to choose for your favorite designs, colorways, and add custom text to create the perfect phone case for you that nobody else will have.
Okay, do you like these people, Tracy? Tell me. Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Pokemon.
You didn't try to make Pokemon French.
Sarah Jessica Parker. That was so not that.
Pokemon.
Wonder Woman. And Les Rolling Stones. Because if you like them, Caseify has collaborated with all of those artists and designers, okay?
I can't breathe. Le Rolling Stones. Oh my God. I just really love this company, you guys. You're going to be getting 20% off of your purchase. Go to Caseify.com/bad examples, 20% off.
Military grade drop protection. Do you know how heavy those words are?
Those are, you know, big dick energy right there.
Yeah. And listen, at the end of the day, you're going to get a stylish phone case that you're going to actually want to show off. So go to Caseify.com/bad examples today to get 20% off your new favorite phone case. That's Caseify.com/bad examples for 20% off your Caseify purchase. I feel like our ads are targeted to us because we love food.
I feel like they're like, look at those girls' thighs. This applies to them.
This applies to them.
Guys, I am a binge eater. I am a stress eater. I'm always looking ways to kill my cravings. So the Think and Thin tapping system teaches women how to stimulate or tap on a specific set of acupressure points on the body, which eliminates food cravings and emotional overeating. Hi, that's me. Which makes eating less and weight loss much easier. So you're basically going to learn how to beat the system of your body.
Imagine if you were able to use clinically proven techniques that actually alter your brain chemistry so that the food cravings like chocolate, candy, alcohol, anything else you feel that you're addicted to, disappear in minutes.
Whoa. You guys have to try this tapping experience. What you're going to do is you're going to follow along with a short 9-minute video to stop Halloween candy craving. So you know that huge bowl you have sitting in your house right now? You're going to stop wanting to do that. If you're like me, when you want to lose weight, it is so hard to stick to a diet.
Fucking worse. But that's what the Think and Thin tapping system does, okay? So you can literally tap on specific points of your body and completely eliminate your cravings for junk food, which make you eat less and weigh less. That's amazing.
Harvard Medical School Director Rick Laskowski called this technique the most impressive intervention I've ever encountered in 25 years of work.
Mike Wazowski? How do I know that name?
So basically, this is incredible. Mind over matter witchcraft to make you stop being fat.
Go to
this
Cure.
This is amazing.
Go to curefoodcravings.com to learn more and enter the code BAD EXAMPLES to get the Think and Thin tapping system for huge discount. 70% off.
What the hell? They're giving this shit away.
Oh my God. Wow. I need you guys to do this because we need to all think and tap together.
All tap. And we're going to talk about tapping. We're just going to be like, hope everyone tapped today.
Yeah. And if you want to have your own tapping experience, head to this website right now. It's curefoodcravings.com. Okay, enter the code BAD EXAMPLES, 70% off.
Major.
Major. No more stupid diets when you could just tap those
shits
away.
Tap that shit away.
Bam.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
All right, y'all. We're back with the voicemail episode.
I have a quick question. So I feel like men and women have a double standard. Women get a bad rap for putting guys in the friend zone when they are kind and nice. Now, I think that guys aren't interested in women unless they have somewhat a little bit of crazy in them. If they're the sweet, kind girl, they don't want them. They want a little bit of spice. They want a little bit of crazy. But I think we're all crazy, and I think men are attracted to it. But they're never called out on it. Let me know what you think.
Mm.
Oh, men love crazy.
Facts. Factosaurus. Men love fucking crazy.
I don't know what it is about them, but they're like, I don't know if she seems homicidal. I'm kind of into it. Like, they're like, she's really cute. She's a nice girl, but she seems like she'd stab you in the middle of the night. He's like, yes.
I think they associate that with like being good in bed.
Oh, because crazy girls are good in bed. That's 100%. That's a fucking fact.
I get that it's a double standard, though, because society doesn't want you to be the crazy girl. Like,
oh, I'm fucking certifiable crazy. Oh, and yes, I'm also good in bed. So, I mean, facts are proven.
Facts are proven. All right, let's hear another one.
Trey and Jay, it's Marianne. And my baddie question for you two is, I want to know what you think about women who are in relationships with men who are currently incarcerated. Oh. What would you do if your husband went to prison, whether it be 5, 10, 15 years, or life? What do you think the limits are, and what would you do? And do you think women are stupid for sticking around?
Well, do you feel like we need a whole episode on this?
We should just call it the conjugal.
I mean,
conjugal vision.
What do you? I don't know. This is hard.
People have fantasies about like writing to men in prison.
Oh yeah,
it's like a huge fucking.
Well,
thing.
Okay, let's start because this could be like a very broad topic. Let's start with like, what if you're dating,
in a relationship?
Yes, okay. And then he went to jail.
Okay, super common in New York and New Jersey, tri-state area. I feel like everyone's been to jail, so I don't know.
I guess it would depend on the crime.
The crime and also the time. Okay, life sentence. Maybe I'm not sticking around.
No.
Maybe I'll give you 6 months of conjugals and then I'm going to tap out on that.
Yeah, that's actually a good way to look at it. Yeah, look at the time before the crime.
Maybe like wind down. Give him some conjugals. Give him a little hope. Sneak a little bread into the prison for him. You know.
I don't know. I just like guys with swag, and I feel like prison guys have no swag.
Prison guys have all the swag. That's how they got to prison. But like the reasons they got there, usually what I'm attracted to.
Bad boys.
Yeah. I think it's like guys who like the crazy that we were talking about. Like girls love the bit of bad boy in them, and which is why they're all.
It's wild because you do hear stories of like bad, like I'm talking about actual bad people that have like murdered families, and like women will still write to them and like send titty pics. Like,
yeah,
like
they're like, guy? I love you, I'll wait for you. And yeah. It's like, he's going to come kill you next.
Yeah, you're like, next, bitch.
Yeah, you're on his list.
And he doesn't deserve your titties.
No.
That's what pisses me off.
He hacked some lady up.
Is there really a prison sentence if you're still getting titty pics? No.
No, you're not in prison.
You're not in prison.
You're fucking anything that walks in jail and you're getting titty pics. It's like best of both worlds for them. Don't do it. Don't give them that satisfaction.
I think at the end of the day, time before crime, because really you should be caring and focusing about you, because how long are you going to not be able to physically touch? I don't know. I just feel like girls that date men in prison are like the true ride or dies. And
those are Bonnie and Clyde's right there.
Yeah, like I don't know if they always deserve you though, because I don't know if you're getting what you're putting out.
I mean, you go to prison for like any type of child molestation, it the shit's done. We're done. Wrap. It's a wrap. You should get the electric chair.
Yes.
But you go to jail for like, I don't know, dealing weed. Do I hate you? Are you doing 6 months? No, I'll wait for you.
Yeah. Also, why are we arresting people for weed anymore?
I don't know. Ridiculous. But like, they are. They're doing it. Fucking like people are rotting in there for like fucking having an ounce of them. Like,
so dumb.
Anyway, I think it's definitely like you need to know what went down. Also, like how long your patience level is. But like, I think conjugals could be really hot. So maybe like try to sneak one in before you end it.
What's hot about it?
I don't know. Just like the danger
the
of
black
it.
And white.
Yeah,
suit.
I don't know. Like, it's so
the
weird.
The pinstripes that turn you on.
No, I don't know. Like, first of all, it's not the 50s. I don't think they're wearing pinstripes in there. They're all in orange.
The only pinstripes I'm interested in are the Yankee
BT
pinstripes.
Dubs. I think they made a whole Netflix show on Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do another question because I would love to really dive deeper into this.
Hey, big fan of the show. I was just wondering if you had any advice how to be more confident. I've been having like some issues with my confidence lately, and I want to know how you both became the confident and fun people that you are.
Oh,
guys,
love
she
you.
Called us confident and fun. I love her.
I feel like it's all like a facade. Like, yeah, I'm like deep down, I want to die.
Yeah. I'm like, look at these rolls.
Yeah, like deep down, I'm like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm still alive. Like, oh,
I'm still fat.
Shit.
Thought I was going to wake up in
fucking
like somebody else's body.
Savings. I'm like, oh, another hour to fucking hate myself. It's definitely, I think confidence is like you fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Until you actually get there and pretend to be confident.
Yeah, then people like start believing you that you're confident. Then
and
you
then
start believing it a little bit.
That's why, because people are attracted to confidence. So when they see you confident, they'll be attracted to you. When you realize more people are attracted to you, then it builds your confidence. So subconsciously, you are faking it till you make it because you need to see results.
I also think part of confidence is stop caring what everybody else
I don't
thinks
give a
about
fuck.
You.
I don't give a single fuck.
There you go.
Not a single fuck.
And there it is. I think when you're so consumed with what everyone's, how they're judging you or looking at you or analyzing you, you get in your head. And I think when you let that all go, your confidence takes a good, you know, a boost. But, you know, when you're obsessing over what other people think of you, your confidence takes a big hit. So let that all fucking go. Think you're a boss in your head and you will be a fucking boss.
Also, like that dress that you've been eyeing and saying, like, when I lose 10 pounds, I'm going to buy that dress. Fuck it.
Get
buy
it
a
now.
Dress in the fucking size that you are now and own it. And then when you lose the weight, buy it again.
Whoa. Two dresses.
Buy the same dress twice so you could fucking own confidence in both sizes and just be like, look at me. When I was thicker, I was confident, and now I'm thinner and I still feel good.
And guess what? You have Instagram content, okay?
Yeah. Instagram content.
Now you could hold a fucking dress. I'll be like, this was me
before
and this
and after.
Was me. Yep, there you go. Yep. Wow, are you Oprah, Tracy?
I am Oprah.
Hi, Tracy and Jess. My question for you guys is, do you guys ever fight? And if you do, is you fight off camera, on camera, or do you guys even argue at all? Thanks, bye.
Do we Jessica? Really fight? Do we really fight? I think I just annoy you more than anything.
No, honestly, okay, this is weird. I don't fight with my friends.
I'm like a annoying fly buzzing around Tracy's head.
No, she's really not. Okay, so I don't fight with my friends. Reasons being, they know how I am. They already walk on eggshells. I'm a tough friend to have. So I try to give breaks. Like when I get mad, I'll just like stop talking to you. And therefore we don't fight. And therefore I don't get mad at you because I realize it's probably me that's just being the bitch. I think me and Jessica had one fight and it's literally because I'm such a good friend. But like
when it comes
to money, when we went into like business once, it wasn't anything she did wrong. It wasn't anything I did wrong. I'm just a fucking evil bitch. I become another person. But like, I'm a great friend, but I always tell people before going into business with me, I'm like not a nice person. Like,
yeah, you don't. Well, it's business.
I don't ever mix friends and business really because I'm not. I'm like a Jekyll and Hyde. Great friend. I'll be there for you for anything and ride or die for you. But business, I'll probably dump your body.
Oh my God.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty.
We've been friends for a long time at this point.
Yeah. What, 10, 12 years?
It's fucking nuts. It's crazy.
What are we on?
And I always 10 years, yeah. Think back to just filming and just being so fucking bored with you.
Yeah.
To the two of us just like writing notes to each other across set. Just like, remember we spelled help with sugar?
Yeah. We used to leave like middle school, like inscribed in the desk, in the wooden desk, like, save me. I'm being held against my will.
Like, I don't think, I don't know. No, I guess
we
not.
We really don't fight. We just, like I said, I don't fight with my friends because I appreciate my friends and I know the type of fucking asshole that I am. So if I feel a fight coming on, I bow out.
Wait, what did you say? You take a break. It's like when you're dating a guy and you take a break. I love it.
We're Ross and Rachel. My mom, we were on a break.
That's a good question, though.
Hey, my name is Jessica.
Oh, shit, I got one of my own.
I'm drinking the wine that I was cooking with. But my question is, I am 28, and I don't have any girlfriends that I'm close with. I just find there's not girls that I, like, connect with and are cool and good. They're extremely judgmental and make me feel terrible about myself. So my question is, like, what am I doing wrong? How can I find these friendships? What do I do?
Jess, you're fucking awesome. You're drinking the wine you're cooking with. You should have the most friends.
She started with, I'm drinking the wine I was supposed to be cooking with.
That's
literally how I choose my friends.
Yes. Yes.
How do you not have friends? It's amazing.
It's amazing. Literally just put a Facebook status out and write that shit. Tweet that shit.
Sure. Just put in a couple like local town groups that you're in on Facebook. I'm currently drinking the wine I was supposed to be cooking with. You'll make friends.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to say is join Club Baddie on Facebook because...
You'll make friends.
Yeah.
And start with that.
And legit, we have... Multiple people have met up from this group.
Like, yeah, they're blind like best friends style. Now.
Yep, and they're like, I've met my like soulmate from the podcast. So join Club Baddie on Facebook. It's a private group. No one can see what you're writing. Introduce yourself. Say where you're from. Say you're looking for some new friends, and you'll find, like, that's the thing with friends. You have to find someone that has common interests, right? So people that listen to the show are all perverted assholes. So
yeah, I wonder why. What about the hosts?
You find something that you have in common. But I, you know, we did a friendship episode and we kind of touched on this.
I think she should go back and listen to the friendship episode.
Definitely go back and listen to the friendship episode. But, you know, it's important to, I think, find activities, stay busy, like, go, like, put yourself out there. Like, if you're taking a yoga class and there's a girl that's your age, like, she's probably into some of the same shit you are. Actually, yoga's the fucking worst. She probably is gluten-free and a vegan. Don't talk to anybody at yoga.
Go to a park and see who's drinking out of a freaking Snapple bottle and be like, is that Snapple?
But I'm serious. I think it's bullshit you have no friends because you legit sound the fucking best, cool. Jessica. Yeah. You have the best name, and I love you.
We each got a name. A baddie name.
I know. All right. We're almost done. We're almost out of voicemails.
No.
So a few months ago, I was having an affair with one of the sales reps at my job who was much older and much more powerful than I was. And one time at a work event, I followed him into a single bathroom and we started hooking up in a restaurant that was full of our clients and our other coworkers and managers.
Whoa.
And later that night, I brought him back to the hotel that I was sharing with my two coworkers. And I snuck him in while they were sleeping, and we hooked up silently with only the thinnest wall between us and my boss, and it was the hottest experience ever. So I just wanted to share that with my buddies.
So I just wanted to brag about my hot fantasy.
That's a baddie.
Hold on. I'm not going to support cheating as much as Jessica's going to.
Oh, my God.
Because Jessica's first response was, and that's a baddie. You said you were having an affair. Are you married or is he married?
He's probably married.
Okay.
Listen.
I've hooked up with somebody at work before and I know it's real intense.
It's real intense.
I think I talked about this. I remember it was like maybe the Never Have I Ever episode or something. It was when I hooked up with somebody in a blackout at work.
Yeah, we heard it.
Yeah. So I get it. It was super hot. I understand.
There's something so hot about doing something that's wrong.
Yeah, like, that's why people doing. Good girls go to hell.
This is why I always cheat on my boyfriends because I'm like,
Jessica.
Well, I don't have a boyfriend anymore, so.
No, now you're fucking wifed.
But that's an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm glad there was no question. I'm glad she literally just like came
She
on
just
here
came
bragged.
Here, schooled us, bragged, and then was like, drop the mic. I don't even want your bitches. Like advice. I just wanted to tell you how bad I am.
She's like, guess what? I'm having an affair and I don't need your advice.
Next voicemail.
Hey guys. Okay, so my question is, my boyfriend of 6.5 years really want to have anal. And I don't want to necessarily. I'm a little afraid, I think. I know you guys have talked about it so much, and I'm always laughing, but I don't know what I should do. So you let me know. Okay.
I got a good one.
Damn. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, clearly me and Jess are anti-anal. We've made it very clear. I'm a freak. I'll do a lot of shit. I'm not anal. I'm not anal bound. That's not going to happen for me. What I think is maybe a good, if he's really into it and you're not really willing to try it, but like want to like give him an
experiment,
a little taste of like that life. It's going to sound super vulgar. Just let him come in your ass.
Ugh.
Because
what?
You're not going to. No, this is a
Wait,
thing.
Wait, what? How did we just jump to this?
Because she's asking. She wants to know, like, my husband wants anal. I'm not fucking about the anal, but like.
But let him come in your ass.
Because it's not. It's okay. So this is like the PG version of anal. I feel like it's going to feel real good for him. It really takes no
He's
pain,
inside your ass.
But it's just the tip. It's like prom night.
Wait, what? I didn't know this was a fucking thing.
Yeah,
this
and you can't get pregnant. You may love it because it just like fucking goes away. There's no mess because he's not coming on you. Like, this is a thing. Try it.
Who told you this was a thing? How did you learn about this?
I'm anti-anal. However, I've been
some guy came in your ass.
Oh my god! Name this episode title. Some guy came in Tracy's ass. Oh my god!
That's
oh my god! Oh my god!
Not the episode
it's
title.
It's the voicemail episode.
Listen, I'm telling you, this is the way around that. It's like giving a little to like get nothing back. He'll be thankful, and you don't really have to do anal, which is a lot of intense penetration.
So hold on,
it's a thing. You guys try it.
Hold on, I'm raising my hand. Question.
Yep. Lube, also lube.
Yeah, clearly.
Lots of lube.
So I've had like, you know, like an accident where like they accidentally like poke you and it's
yeah,
like
but
the worst pain ever.
No, that's different because he's going so hard and then all of a sudden he ends up in the wrong spot and you're like, fuck my whole life. What just happened?
Literally whole
actual
life.
Tears.
Your actual whole
actual
life.
Actual fucking tears streaming right. down your face. It's not like
so
that.
It was telling me it was not painful.
No, because he's going in
what?
So slow.
All right, hold on. What is the sensation of your ass filling up with jizz feel
it's
like?
It's not for, it's really not a sensation. I don't really care about me. It's really zero. I would say level 2 of pain. Level 2. But like when you're getting pounded out, like there's higher pain levels. Like, let's be serious.
All right.
Well, so I'd give it like a level 2. So,
well, girlfriend, listen, you need to leave us another voicemail after you do this because I need to know.
I'm going to predict that 40% of our listeners try this because I know.
What?
No, because I'm saying a lot of guys
40%
want anal and
of
a
our
lot
listeners.
Of girls are not giving anal. Lots of lube. Tell him just the tip. He's gonna appreciate that it's like, you know, somewhere good for him. You really don't have to put a lot of effort into it, and then like it's done over with, literally no cleanup. It's great. I'm not suggesting this for all the time. I'm saying give him like a little bit of satisfaction for his need.
I just
and then
feel
hopefully
like
he gets over it.
I know everything about you and you just dropped like a sick bomb and just like you're acting so cool about it. Like it's not a big deal.
Because I feel like it's like a super freak thing. It's like a hidden talent. It's a hidden thing. Like you don't fucking project it. I don't walk around
First
with
of
that
all,
on my forehead.
Don't let Denny hear this, okay? Because
no,
it's not happening.
I'm telling you, this is the way to avoid actually having to have anal. Because all of you people who are going to be fucking terrified.
How do you trust that they don't? I can't. Okay, let's.
That he doesn't slam you because it'll never happen again. You'd be like, bitch. And you know what? Now you have to go come in a sock. How about that?
Next voicemail. Okay. Next voicemail.
Hi, baddies. I am wondering how much pineapple juice and for how long does one consume it in order for it to be effective?
Do you know what she's talking about?
She's talking about...
Mm-hmm.
I love that she just assumes
that
we're whores.
She assumed
that
we're such whores that we know.
Tracy, break it down.
Okay, first of all, there's a song called Diced Pineapples. Go YouTube it. Anyway, it's explaining how if you eat a lot of pineapples... or pineapple juice, it makes your vagina taste. I don't know why I just said vagina. I fucking hate sour. It's so disgusting. It makes you taste really, sweeter. Really sweet. Yeah.
Mm.
I would say for it to be effective, like a few times a week.
Oh, yeah, that much?
Well, for you to start tasting like pineapple, I mean, hopefully you taste sweet anyway, but in your own way. But like if you're trying to taste like pineapple, I would say a few times a week.
What about like just the day of? Like what if you're just like, I want, like, will it work that fast? No.
I don't know this much. I'm not a doctor. I just know.
You think doctors know this? I don't think so.
I'm just relaying what I've been told after is this is what I've been told.
A few times a week. And I guess that's not bad. I mean, pineapple's healthy for you. So
it's just a lot of acid.
Oh, yeah? That's what it is?
Yeah, it's acidic. It's like oranges.
Hmm.
Anyway,
Have you ever done this?
I love pineapple. I eat it all the time, but I've without like forcibly trying to taste a certain way, I've been told that like I'm okay. I don't eat the pineapple, but
oh,
<it's your mind. laughs> So
it's a voicemail episode. It's a voicemail episode. Thank you guys for this. This was fun.
I hope you guys liked this. This was super random.
Do you
random.
Want
we
us to do
nervous.
This again? Because we like, I feel like this could be totally different. Like,
we could just throw this in once every random.
Yeah. Mm. Let us know on social media if you like this style and if we should do another one this season. And speaking of this season, we want a season 3.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? This means share this episode.
With everybody.
Oh,
everybody.
Okay.
No, with everybody you know. Your grandma, you're like, grandma, let's spice it up a little. Listen to these two whores that talk about pineapples.
We actually do have a grandma that loves the show. But, you know, if you share, if everyone listening just shared it with one person or everyone they know, we'd be guaranteed a season 3 by next week.
You guys, you can't just share it and then walk away. You have to have people subscribe. The subscribing is the only way to get us
actually
to stick around.
Tracy, you're so accurate there because I don't really give a fuck if your grandma listens, but if she subscribes,
yeah, we don't care if she
we're
listens
good.
Or not.
We're good. We're Gucci.
Yeah. So yeah. Go subscribe on your dad's phone, your mom's phone, your cousin, your aunt, everybody.
I did this last week. I showed up at another Halloween party, which we'll talk about right now, but I showed up at one of my friend's Halloween parties and everyone was drunk. And I was sober. I'm like, can I see your phone real quick?
Yes.
They didn't even know. I just fucking subscribe.
Because they did not force to listen to it. If they don't want to listen to us, don't listen to us, but subscribe
yeah.
to us.
Yeah. But you know, it was a fun treat that some of my friends already subscribed. And I was like, be still my heart. But aww. Let's talk about Halloween really quick before we wrap up because it's worth what the fuck happened.
It was fucking lit.
I felt
that
like
party was
I
fun as shit.
Went into a time machine and I was back at college. Like
it was reckless.
Reckless.
People were like staggering in and it wasn't like 100 people at once because there was a lot of traffic. There was a lot of shit going down. People walked in. They instantly put their shit down and like danced. Everybody was dancing. Everyone was partying. We were all drunk thanks to bartender Mikey P.
I was going to say there was no moment of like, who's going to be the first person to dance or who's going to be the first
no.
person to eat? It was like everyone was so comfortable.
Everyone made friends. People left with friends they didn't come with.
I feel like it's our type of listener for some reason. Like they're just a different type of human.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're cool, yeah.
It's like not awkward. I didn't feel like I was at a school dance. There were so many husbands and boyfriends there. Yep. Everyone had a good time. You guys, when I tell you the men that were there were fucking wasted, chilling, drinking,
dancing,
fucking partying. They were going
it up.
Yeah, they were going to the photo booth. They were fucking having so much fun. And I was like, I'm so happy that the guys are having fun.
Can you shout out the photo booth? Because guys, you've never seen a photo. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not a photo booth fan.
I'm
actually.
A huge photo booth fan. I have them at every party.
Oh,
however,
don't
this one blew my fucking mind.
I'm not a fan because I don't like that. I don't 1, 2, 3 and I'm ugly. Like, it's not fun.
You're such.
But this one was like 1, 2, 3. You're Cinderella. Like,
yeah.
You. It was. There was no bad photos.
It was very. It was like witchcraft. The photo booth was awesome. It's called @ You Are Photo Spot. You guys need to follow them, book them for your next party. Guys,
yeah,
this
find
DJ,
them on Instagram.
The DJ that we had, you guys, I cannot even fucking put into words. He asked us like, oh, what do you want me to play? We basically like gave him the two opposite versions of each other and he fucking killed it.
He killed it.
Song after song. I went to go run to the bathroom. I'm like, fuck the bathroom. I can't miss this song. He was so good.
You know what I noticed too? Because we had so many different age groups there.
Yeah, it applied to everybody.
Everybody.
It was like my sister-in-law who was like, play Palladium music. And then it was me. It was like, play like 2000s rap music. Jessica, like, hit him with another. Like, he played everything and everyone loved it. You guys are going to go to on Instagram at 2 OAK Oak Productions. 2 Oak Productions also did our candy bar, which was fucking mind-blowing.
Unreal.
I've never seen a design like that before. It was gorgeous. Everything moved. The candy was delicious. They did the centerpieces.
I was like, did you do a skull with a flower crown? Did we just become best friends?
What's happening here? I walked in and I was blown away.
Super talented. We've thrown a lot of parties and we always brag about our vendors, but I have to say these guys went above and beyond anything we've ever done.
They do a decor setup, they do photo booth, they do DJ, they do everything.
I'm recommending them for my friend's wedding because they're awesome.
Yeah, no, they're
awesome. And the photo booth too, and your photo spot.
Yeah, your photo spot killed it. I'm obsessed with him. He did a great job. We had people come do feather extensions, which I still have in my hair today. Mermaid Hair by Nicole. So you're going to follow her on Instagram. The catering, when I explain that food melts in your mouth, by the way somebody describes it, Vinny D's Deli came from the Poconos to cater this party. The food I devoured for the next week. The food that we stole and took home with us. I could not get enough of it. I was obsessed. Their chicken parm, I literally had for 3 days straight. I couldn't stop having it. It was so good.
Oh my
God.
I have to post this video. I have this video of Dennis. He's the only one. This is like hours into the party. He's just eating the chips and guac and he's dancing to the music. Dennis, by the way, can we shout him out as a vendor? Because he cleaned up puke.
Okay, so somebody did
puke. So, party of puke.
Thank you to Mikey P225, who bartended our event and got everyone fucking drunk to the point of someone puking in the bathroom. And Officer Denny came and cleaned it up.
Oh, my God.
Which he was a boss because I volunteered because I clean up puke all day with the kids. So I'm like, it's fine. I'll clean it. And he's like, no, no. Mm-hmm. Also, we had a psychic doing psychic readings.
Andrea_answers. We got to talk about this because all night long, the entire night, I kept looking over and there was a line at all times. And people were going back
to get
seconds.
More information.
Yes.
Yep.
And at the end of the night, okay, we're all fucking cleaning. All Dimly Wit Productions and me.
Like assholes.
And fucking Tracy, I'm like, what's this bitch doing? She's getting fucking red. There's no one left at the party. She's getting red.
I wanted to get red in peace where I didn't hear music.
I literally was about to go up to her and be like, hey, like, can you help us clean? And they
I cleaned so much. Don't
they
you
were
care.
So deep in conversation. I was
I cleaned so much.
Do you remember I went up to Sammy?
I had to change into flats.
I was
clean.
Like, Sammy, is this like something that I could like jump in on and like interrupt, or is like it real serious? And she was like, it's real serious. And I went, okay, bye. I'll do it all.
I did so much.
No, and
cleaning.
Sammy too. Sammy was like, I do this for a living, and I was like, we know.
Yeah, I can't. It was a real good time. People came by themselves. You can ask them on the Club Baddie page how much they had. So much fun. Mm-hmm. They made so many friends. People
that
drove,
I have to say, to walk into a party in a Halloween costume alone
by yourself,
fucking
balls,
awesome.
Balls, and boss. Told them, come, we promise you'll have such a good time. You will not regret it. She had the best time. There were so many other people who came. There were couples who met there and now are still friends.
Oh my God, Tyler. Oh. What's the other baddie's name? I can't remember her name, but they literally met. Two baddies met at our last event where we did a live show.
Oh, the live show, yeah.
They met there.
The baddie brunch.
They drove to this party and got a hotel room
together.
Okay. So the reason we want to amp you guys up is because everyone's asking now after seeing the pictures. They want us to do it again.
We told you guys to come. Like, no, but this is what makes me mad. Like, you guys are like, oh my God, after the live show, you're like, do a party. We did a party. And like, some of you were like, I don't know. I don't want to come by myself. Guys, we're telling you, you will not feel uncomfortable. We are not those type of people. You can sit with us.
It was the best. I haven't had that much fun in a long fucking time.
I said, I was like, I drink tequila for the fact that I don't wake up hungover. I literally woke up and I was like, wow, I'm in pain from how much I
danced. No, you guys were dead. I mean, Ashley, Sammy, everybody.
Ashley and I were not functioning at
Denny,
6 a.m.
Wait,
next
hold
morning.
On. We got to call Denny really quick because he's got to talk about Ashley's fall. It was so funny.
Oh, my
hold
God.
On.
Ashley said, she's like, did I fall last night? And I'm like, yo, you wiped out. But it was so graceful. It was so crazy.
Yo, Den, can you tell us about Ashley's fall at the party?
Yeah, it was like something out of a cartoon.
It was like, explain. How did she even get down there?
Explain it. Please explain it.
Like, I don't know, the floor must have been wet or something, and she like slipped on her heel and went like feet up in the air, right on her back.
But she was like Taco Bell costume.
In her Taco Bell, which was great. She literally the next morning we were driving home, and she's like, I feel like I fell. Like, I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm like, you did. You wiped out, but it was like the cleanest break ever. It was like ice skating.
Dennis and her legs went up in the air, and I was crying laughing. One else see that? Because you just saw it?
No, other people
saw it. I saw it. Ashley was like live for like an hour. It was so funny. And then Sammy was, she was helping us clean up and taking all the food and stealing alcohol. And then Tara was like, all right, I grabbed food. I'm going back to your house. Yep. I'll feed your husband.
Oh my God. It was so much fun.
We had such a good time. You guys, I just can't stress enough like how we partied with everybody. Everyone got to hang out. We took pictures all together.
And guys, all of this would not be possible without Dimly Wit. So give them a follow, give them a shout out. And if you have any questions about anything like season 3, how to get more subscribers, how to listen, how do you listen to a podcast? How do you find YouTube? Message them, please.
Yes.
Don't message us.
Yeah, we don't know.
Deal with Allen and company.
We don't know how to spell in our pocket.
You know, because they're awesome. They'll give you better instructions than we will to do all these things. And yeah, we're on YouTube now. So this is all really great. And we hope to add more videos to YouTube. But we really need you guys, again, to subscribe, share with a friend.
Oh, and also thanks to Doc Johnson for helping us give away ropes and handcuffs and dildos at that party. We gave away baskets full of sex toys.
That was fun.
Yeah. So check out Doc Johnson for all your vibrating needs.
Oh, I have a special giveaway, actually.
You do?
Yes.
For what?
It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to air before this. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's the...
Oh, God.
Voicemail sing-a-try episode. She's gonna hit voicemail. She's leaving voicemail.
Doesn't this sound like some episode. 80s workout?
Okay, then. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.